KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is artist Stephanie Tao. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Janae.
Stephanie designed the Warrior Serpent statue displayed at the Chase Center. She was commissioned to create it in honor of the Year of the Snake and to celebrate the Dubs and the NBA All-Star Game. And right now, Stephanie's going to share some of her favorite architecture and designs around San Francisco. First up is the Dragon Gate in San Francisco's Chinatown. The gate has been around since 1970 and has three portals. Cars drive through the center portal, and the other two are smaller, so people walk through them. The dragons on top of the gate represent power and fertility. Stephanie, beautiful, beautiful gate. Why did you choose this piece?
I chose it because not only is it a beautiful representation of Chinese culture with your dragons, your lions, and all the traditional elements, but it's also very meaningful to my heart. Growing up in America, I primarily speak English. And so when my grandparents would visit, I had a really hard time bonding with them because the language divide. But one of the things that we would look forward to doing together would be to visit Chinatown. And of course, the Dragon Gate is the entrance to Chinatown. And going up there with them and seeing that gate meant that we were going to have a wonderful day together where we would be able to not only explore our cultural history, but also enjoy really good food together and music and just kind of like have a good time and be able to bond together, even though we didn't have a common language.
That's a beautiful memory. You know, what I love too about Chinatown, San Francisco, for me as a little kid, it exposed me to so much culture. Thank you for sharing that beautiful memory. That's the Dragon Gate in San Francisco's Chinatown. Your next pick is the Wave Organ in San Francisco's Marina District. The sculpture is made of 25 pipes that are located in the bay. And when the waves hit the pipes, the sounds travel. There's even more sound when the tides are high. Stephanie, that sounds so neat. Tell us why you like going to see the Wave Organ or to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's a great hidden treasure of the city. I know a lot of people do know about it, but a lot of people don't. I had a lot of fun bringing my kids up there, and it's a nice place for them to like kind of run around and, you know, climb on things and just kind of enjoy the beautiful day. But also, it's such a cool, unique art structure that combines art and ingenuity with nature. And so what the Wave Organ is, for folks who don't know, is that when the waves go in and out, it goes in with these tubes that create music and sounds. And so especially for a family outing, it's a wonderful day to explore with the kids.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. That's the Wave Organ in the Marina District in San Francisco. And your final pick is the Moraga Steps in the Sunset District. The stairway has 163 steps with images of the sky and sea on them. And this was a community-funded project where residents helped design the tiles. Along the sides of the stairs, there are gardens with many California native plants. And when you reach the top, there's a beautiful view of San Francisco and the Pacific Ocean. Stephanie, I've seen the tiles and they are absolutely beautiful. Tell us more.
What really struck me about this particular project is the fact that it was done together, as you mentioned, by a community coming together. So it really shows the power of, you know, neighbors, friends coming together and really transforming a public space and like the power of what we can do in order to overcome things. And so that's what I love about the symbolism of the place. And then it's just absolutely breathtaking, the different mosaics that you see as you go up the steps. And what's even better, as you mentioned, is that it's a journey of not only the art, but also seeing the landscape unfold around you. And so it's really an experience to go there and really appreciate the power of a community.
Nice. That's the Moraga Steps in the Sunset District. been speaking with artist Stephanie Tao. Check out her warrior serpent statue that's on display at the Chase Center until March 2nd. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts, including the KALW app. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Troop Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.